This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Said, how about a virtual game of horse with NBA players? They could maybe in their backyard, they could shoot basketball, and you could do it in real time where it's Damian Lillard against Steph Curry, and then you play a game of horse. Now all of a sudden ESPN and the NBA are trying to do that and pull that off, so we'll see if Damian Lillard is going to be part of that as well. Cal Ripken Jr. will join us on the program tomorrow. We'll look at the draft with Daniel Jeremiah and the best college basketball player, the best women's college basketball player, Sabrina Ionescu, the Oregon senior guard, who won the Wooden Award the last two seasons, will join us on the program tomorrow. More phone calls coming up, including Jeff in Detroit back on the program. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
What up, though, Dan?
What up, though?
At the draft. Drafts at the draft sound like a perfect plan, man. Get all of us together, chat row in the house. Hey, man, it'll be one of those things that'll go down as something that we'll probably end up doing every year if it goes right. I hope so. First of all, I would like to start off by saying thank you to all the first responders. The name Captain Jonathan Parnell of the Detroit Police Department, who was one of my friends, succumbed to his COVID-19 injuries and passed away in the line of duty. Mm-hmm. We had to do a virtual funeral for him. My thing is this, we should not be thinking about NFL draft right now or putting a time frame on. I mean, not the draft, the actual season. The draft should go off as it should go off. But as far as the NFL season, I just can't see it. I really, we need to stay safe and sanitized and kind of look forward to a different direction. My question to you is this. When the NFL gets back to normal, and hopefully that soon, my question is, out of the decade wide receivers that you had on the board,
yeah,
who would be the first one you would take on the all-decade team? Specifically on their talents.
All righty. Thank you, Jeff. Sorry for your loss. Yeah, and I echo what he says about first responders, but I'm hoping that the first responders are doing something that's really important and not listening to this program. I don't want to sound gratuitous, and I'm sure they are. But if somebody knows people who are doing this on the front lines, you know, if you can help them out, or, you know, we're thinking of them. But there's so many people out there that are, you know, when we use the word hero or warrior, and I mean, we have it easy. Those are people every single day. And just looking at pictures, and I have friends who are in New York, and they said that it's a ghost town. I mean, imagine, as big as New York City is, it's a ghost town. But what they're, you know, they're going to run out of room at cemeteries there. Like, there's so many things going on, and it's, I mean, it's tragic. And look, I every single day when I come in here, I have to gear myself up to talk about sports because my mind is on other things as well, just like you. But I know you tune in because we are offering a diversion. But it is difficult knowing exactly what, an hour and a half away from here, what is going on in New York City and other places around the country, around the world. So it's not lost on us. I hope that we don't come off as insensitive. My goal, my job is what it is every single day when we do this. It is to offer something for you to think about, laugh about, maybe you get mad about. Maybe you're just there to enjoy, to listen. We're background, whatever it is. But we appreciate the opportunity to be part of your world, your life, your day-to-day, whatever that is. And hopefully we bring some kind of, I don't know, escapism for you. I thought that this was going to be Hope Tuesday. And I started to look at, okay, what the NFL is doing with the draft, baseball, talking about maybe baseball in May, and, you know, in Arizona. And then all of a sudden I started to look at this and go, okay, we're going to have a virtual draft. All right, fine. I wish they would have pushed it back to mid-May. But, okay, we're doing that. And then I started to look at baseball and what baseball is trying to do in Arizona, and it's not logical. It's fun. It's fun to think about. It's not logical. And maybe, I just don't know how this got out. Because it's one thing to go, hey, let's think about what we could possibly do. Let's get 30 teams in Phoenix or Scottsdale and then keep them from their families, keep them in isolation, no fans, and then they can go out and play. I don't think that's logical. I appreciate that they're thinking about it, but, you know, the NBA, the commissioner, Adam Silver saying, look, I'm not going to update you every day or every week. I'm going to wait till the beginning of May, and then I'll tell you where I think we stand. There's real pessimism going on inside the NBA inner circles that there won't be a season. Although I was told by somebody yesterday, they are hell-bent on crowning a champion this year. They really are. And what they're thinking of doing is pushing back next season, where maybe you don't have a full season next season, but they want to get a champion. They want the playoffs. They want that money, and they want a champion here. If you can put LeBron James in the NBA Finals and you have the Milwaukee Bucks going up again, like, they're thinking like business people behind the scenes. Publicly, Adam Silver says all the right things. Behind the scenes, they're looking at, do we go, maybe we start the season in late August or September. Maybe you go into October. But these are things that, this is a real possibility because they want to have a champion. And when Mark Cuban says everything's on the table, everything is on the table here. I still caution these commissioners, you don't have to give a time frame. All you have to do is say, we're going to wait a couple of weeks, and then I'll see if we can come up with a time frame. Because it's false hope, and we have enough false hope as it is. We don't need any more. And I think the NBA season obviously is in real jeopardy, but there's some real pessimism there. Baseball, when can you start? How can you start? Where can you start? Even golf. You know, golf yesterday at least gave us a little bit of hope. You know, the British Open is canceled, not postponed, canceled. But then you started to look at U.S. Open, postponed, PGA Championship postponed, the Masters now in November. Okay. And then I started to think of all the sports, the one sport that you could still play, I know that we worry about the optics, is golf has social distancing. You don't have to have fans out there. I could put in cameras that are remote cameras. I don't have to have people out there running the cameras. Golfers don't have to interact. You'll practice social distancing there. Now, there'll be people there who, you know, maybe you have 500 people working, running the scoreboard. I mean, you can do all of these things if you really want to. We have remote cameras here in the man cave. I don't have somebody running all of these cameras that you see. So I have 11 cameras in here, and they're all remote controlled. You could do that at Augusta if you wanted to. You have time to do it if you wanted to do it at the U.S. Open, which is at Wingfoot. Like you can do it. It might not look as, you know, beautiful as we're used to, you know, seeing it, certainly at Augusta, but you can do that. But I just think that golfers and caddies, you know, if you said, and maybe you test everybody before they go out there, I don't know. I don't need to have sports that badly where I'm going, how do I get you out there so I can improve morale in the United States? All it takes is one person to test positive. Then it's all done. Major League Baseball. You want to play games? One guy tests positive, it all shuts down. This is what happened with Rudy Gobert. One guy, done. And how do you put in measures that will, you know, kind of ensure that you're going to be okay, that everybody, you may be asymptomatic. I mean, they're just, it's logistical nightmares here. And it borders on being careless. And people don't need to hear that somebody else is saying, hey, let's go out. We're going to play. We're going to have a football season. We're going to have college football. We don't know right now. I think, I don't know if you guys know this. I don't know if it's public or not, but the Steelers have petitioned or at least asked the commissioner to extend the draft 3 more rounds. Because when you have guys who aren't going to be drafted, how do they get a chance to make a roster? And what the teams want to do is extend or at least the Steelers do, extend it 3 more rounds so you get close to 100 players who might not get drafted, who now get drafted, who can at least then go to a camp when it's time to go to a camp. We're all learning this together in real time. But don't put out false hope. We don't need it. We need real hope, certainly when it comes to sports. And if golf wants to do this at Augusta in November, by then it should be good. Hopefully. But I don't know if college football season gets underway. My gut feeling is, no, it doesn't. The NFL season, that's why they're looking at a 12 and 14 game schedule right now, just in case. And I have doubts if the NFL season will get underway on time. I had doubts about the NBA season even resuming 3 weeks ago. Baseball. You know, they keep trying to cram in. Let's play a full season. Let's play through December. Let's just see where we are. Come up with hypotheticals, and then we can adapt in real time. 100-game season? Okay. When do you start? Where do you play? These are all real questions. But those are small questions and answers considering everything else that's going on. Yeah, Paulie.
I was watching the Golf Channel yesterday afternoon after this came out. And they said they think the reason that golf pushed it back to the fall was to ensure that there's a good chance that fans could be there, patrons could be there, because they said the majors without fans, it would take away a lot. You know, you have an NBA game, you can't really hear you can hear the crowd to a point, but you could pump in other music and so forth. If you have a U.S. Open with no fans, it wouldn't feel the same on TV, and it wouldn't feel like a major. He said that was their thinking.
I get it. You want to have ambiance. I understand that. And if you've ever listened to a game, it's almost like a scrimmage. If you listen to a basketball game and there's no crowd, it's just a scrimmage. Like, you'll hear the squeaking of your sneakers there. I'll ask Damian Lillard, like, are you prepared to play in front of no crowds? And what would that feel like? And what would that do to the home court advantage? Would it really be a home court advantage? But we'll talk to him coming up. Also, Al Kaline passed away. He was a great baseball player for the Detroit Tigers. And I remember he won a batting title at the age of 20. And Al was, he was more than just a baseball player. He was a wonderful, wonderful person. And Detroit Free Press did a great obit on Al Kaline, who passed away. Hall of Famer and wonderful, wonderful player, but really an even better person. Had an opportunity to meet him twice. And he actually listened, you know, he asked you questions and listened to what you were saying. Like, he truly did. And I always appreciated that because I was really young when I met him in the business. And that's Al Kaline. And I just remember I was asking questions and I probably was fumbling all over myself. But we got done with an interview and he started asking me questions. Like, where was I from? I told him, from Ohio. And he said, are you Indians fan? I go, no, no, no. I go, Reds fan. He goes, well, that's okay, but not an Indians fan. I go, yeah, but you don't have to worry about the Indians. They're not any good. And then he laughed, and I just told him how my father would always tell me to watch certain ball players. And Al Kaline was one of those because he always thought that he handled himself in a professional manner. It was just weird how your dad has an influence on you. He's the first one to told me about Jerry West. And he said, you want to see a ball player? Right there's a ball player. And I'm looking at Jerry West going, okay, what am I looking at? And he goes, that's a ball player right there. And he had, you know, there were certain players that he would see. Like Ernie Banks, he loved. He just said, if you can play, if you do your job every day with a smile on your face, you're so far ahead of everybody else. He goes to work and puts a smile on his face or has a smile on his face. And he said, look, the Cubs aren't any good, but he's always got a smile on his face. And I said, yeah. So then I meet Mr. Cub. And I told him, I said, my dad loved you because you had a smile on your face. He said, it was tough sometimes considering the way we played. And I said, yeah, it was. But Al Kaline, rest in peace. He was a really good man and a great baseball player. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to reveal their new uniforms coming up at 1 o'clock. We have... We're setting our clocks accordingly here. I don't think it's going to be a big reveal here. I think it's just they're going to clean up those numbers. You know, like you go into a grocery store, clean up on aisle 5. That's all it's going to be. Like, you got a spill there, let's clean it up, and then we move on. Creamsicles are coming because Brady is creamsicling, absolutely. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think Tommy will be at his house in his new Bucks jersey as part of the reveal? You got to do that if you're going to do it. You have him in the house.
Virtual Tommy?
He's in Jeter's crib down in Tampa on the water on the canal there.
Yeah.
We got to get the house next door for next year for Super Bowl. The house next door to Brady, can we rent that?
Maybe across the water from it.
Our guest house?
Yeah, because there's not much to see from the front. The curbside appeal is not great, but the back part of it is spectacular. Yes, McLovin.
Didn't you guarantee that Brady's going to be in the Super Bowl? So yes. He'll be in his hotel room. We can just stay at his place.
Well, no. If they have the creamsicle uniforms this year, the Buccaneers are in the Super Bowl. Absolutely. But I think Tom's got to do virtual Tommy today with the jersey. Da-da-da-da.
Hot.
Giselle.
Oh. Boom, some product.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Live from St. Jetersburg?
Yes. Maybe you have Jeter there.
Oh, no.
No, it'd be way too hot. And then his wife and Brady. Oh, that's way too hot. All right. What's the poll question? What's the poll question we're going with?
So of all the new rules that were proposed for the Arizona League, which one would you want to keep? Electronic strike zone is running away with it.
A lot of people
want that.
All of these I want to keep. All of them. I think it's great. Yes, Eaton.
All right. Hold on. Everybody's saying that.
Okay.
But Do you really want an electronic strike zone in baseball?
Yes.
Do you really want that?
Yes.
What about the human element?
I don't care.
Do you really want an electronic?
If I could have electronic Danettes, I would, and get rid of the human element.
Wow.
Oh, I called you an elephant. My bad.
Not cool.
Paulie is as close to that with no emotion.
Yes.
Yeah. Electronic Danettes. What problem do you have with this, Seton?
I don't have any problem with it.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
This is like it's like nobody wants replaying football all of a sudden. Like, to me, they're kind of the same thing, where like everybody wants to remove technology from other games, but for some reason, all of a sudden, electronic strike zone in baseball is totally acceptable.
I'm okay with it if they use it like tennis does. Nobody has a problem with tennis when they use it. Oh.
I think that that drawing is the dumbest thing in the world.
Oh, no. I agree with that. But it's,
they're like, look, was it in or out? I don't know. Let's go to the drawing. Here's the drawing. No. Oh, it says it was in. No. Okay.
We have a 9-year-old who just drew this, and it's in.
Boop. Let's go to the drawing.
Yeah. Well, okay. We should clean up that, but I'm okay with getting it right. Yes, Todd?
Is it a sound effect? Is it a robot voice after each pitch? What are we hearing, seeing? What's happening after each pitch? Ball three? Like, what's that going to be?
I don't know if it's just a beep. That's what they have in tennis, where you don't have to have
one beep is strike and two beeps is ball. I don't even, it would just be so odd.
It'd be awesome, though, if they did have a robotic, yeah! Like, whoa, what?
Steve Reich, three. Yeah, that would be, yeah, they could record that. Like, just have people send in their calls for strike three or, you know, calling somebody out there. Tampa Brady Bucks, Todd. What do you? Tampa Brady Bucks.
What up?
That doesn't work. No, Tampa Bay works, right?
Right. That's where we're going with.
Yeah, that's our T-shirt, Tampa Bay.
I love that shirt.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
Do you see Tommy's going to be on Howard Stern tomorrow?
Okay, but he's not going to be in studio.
No, I think he's going to be remote, phone, Skype, whatever. But he's going to do an hour.
Now, why is Brady going to do an hour?
I have no idea how they got him. Why now?
Yeah, because Brady doesn't need any exposure. And he's not going to be in studio. Like, having him in studio with Howard, you know, that's when Howard goes at you, you know, because he can read your body language. And, it'd be harder to do that because they're doing Zoom or whatever there. And, you know, Howard's in his apartment. So that would be harder to do. Having Brady in front of you for an hour, you know, that would be great. But yeah, is Brady selling something, promoting something?
Always kind of. I mean, that's a big market. You take TB12 to people who aren't necessarily sports.
Yeah, but he hasn't done this before. He doesn't. I mean, he would get paid on WEEI.
Maybe he wasn't allowed to with his old employer do something like this. Because now no one's telling him what to do with the Bucks. No Bucks employees telling him not to do interviews or recommending he doesn't do certain interviews.
Can we get Brady? That we pay Brady to be on our show now that he's with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Can we have Tom on a weekly basis?
We may have to lose a few people.
All right. Okay, so who do we lose? Mario?
Oh.
The French kid? If I give up Mario and the French kid.
For what? For a weekly interview with Brady?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Are you saying that Mario and the French kid are worth one TB12?
I don't... Yeah, probably not.
I actually didn't know they're still working for us.
Yeah, they are. They work remotely. If I, I can't lose Alan, the IT guy. And he's also our chef, cook. The big German is, I can't lose him. Dylan's doing graphics. Rob, the intern, is the intern. He's not paid.
Tyler and that Weeks kid have to go.
Oh, you know what? Tyler, the moderator? We're going to kick Tyler, the moderator. Gosh, okay.
He'll still show up anyway, though.
I know.
So it'd be like he never left.
Tyler is like a puppy. Like, he has always got a great attitude. He does. No matter what, he wants to please. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I just got these sausages. I just wasn't sure what to do.
Remember that movie years ago with Cusack, High Fidelity? He owns a record store. And Jack Black and the other guy just show up every day. Yeah. They weren't even paid employees. That's those guys.
That's Tyler. May we all have that attitude.
Yeah,
all right. Damian Lillard will join us coming up next year. 23 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. you check things all the time, your email, your Instagram, but what about checking something important like your credit? Discover makes it quick and easy. Best of all, it's free. Discover's now offering FICO credit scores, and this is the score used by 90% of top lenders. So it's really important, and it's really free. Checking your score won't hurt your credit, and you can check each month for changes. The Discover Credit Scorecard, free for everyone. Learn more at discover.com/creditscorecard. Discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
He's Damian Lillard, who joins us on the program from my Portland Trailblazers. How's the house? What kind of setup do you have there, Damian?
Man, my setup is the same as it always is, but I built me a little recording studio out inside the house. I got me a game room set up. I've pretty much been in the same room every day, man. So,
what have you been watching?
I watched everything on Netflix. Same that I watched it.
You say you watched Joe Exotic or the Tiger Show, whatever that show is?
The Tiger King.
Yeah.
Everybody's been telling me about it, but I haven't. That's the only thing I haven't got around to. That's literally the only thing.
Yeah. Do you have a basketball hoop there?
I got an outside hoop.
Okay. Now, are you going to take part in that game of horse, that virtual horse game that NBA and ESPN are talking about?
I'm not 100% sure, but I know everybody loved Paulie's idea, so we'll see.
Yeah. Mark Cuban said he was all for that, and I thought, all right, you know, I mean, who do you want a piece of? And then can Zion – what if Zion is in and he dunks? Like, are dunks going to be legal in a game of horse?
I mean, I think it's only right to not have Duncan be a part of it. You know, I think that limits the, I guess, the amount of people who could do it. You know, it's more fun when it's more based on, like, trick shots and skill and stuff like that.
Yeah, because you set your phone up outside, and then you'd shoot a jumper, and then Steph Curry takes the shot that he wants. I guess you can have trick shots. I guess, you know, we could make this work. But who would you want a piece of right away?
In the game of horse?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have nobody specific. I think if it actually did happen and they wanted me to be a part of it, I wouldn't really care who I was playing. I feel like I got a really pretty balanced skill set for a game of horse, so. It wouldn't really matter to me, honest.
I saw where Trae Young was on Shaq's podcast, and he said that eventually he's going to be a better shooter than Steph Curry.
That's a tall task. But, I mean, Trae can really shoot, man, and he's young. You know, I think over the course of his career, just from experience, he'll become an even better shooter than he is now just based off of reps and this being his job. You know, he'll be doing it every single day. This is the only thing he has to do. So it's not impossible, but I mean, Steph is the best shooter to ever play, and that's gonna be hard for him to accomplish. But I mean, I wouldn't say it's impossible.
But who has the best looking jump shot, like form wise? If you were gonna teach it. Oh, yeah, I'm right there with you.
Easily.
Yeah. Do you sample, like, what do you sample from other scorers or shooters?
I mean, for me, I just, the first thing I see is, like, what's the quality of the shots that they get. Like, when I watch James Harden, he makes a lot of tough ones. And then when I watch Clay gets a lot of, like, really high-quality looks. And then once he makes those, he starts making everyone, no matter how close you are. If he got to take a dribble, if he's off balance, it doesn't matter. And then Steph is just, like, whatever shot he takes, it just looks it just looks high-quality. If it's deep, if it's off the balance, if you foul him. Even when he shoots from, like, half court or three-quarter court, it's like, you're looking like, man, I got a chance to go in. But when I watch them, I'm just seeing, like, the looks that they get. And I automatically compare it to, like, okay, when I get this opportunity, am I knocking it down at the same clip or as close to it? Or am I in a position to get this shot? You know, that's kind of how I watch it. And I try to position myself and use some of the things that I see them do to get certain shots so I can get them for myself.
Blazers guard Damian Lillard joining us on the program. Who's most likely to make a run at Kobe's 81 points in a game?
Most likely to make a run at Kobe's 81? I think I'm definitely a part of that group.
Yeah.
I feel like I could get 81 in a game. I would say Devin Booker. I would say myself. I would say
Harden.
Harden for sure. And then another person I would say, who was the, maybe Clay?
Yeah. Well, Clay scored, what did he get, 37 and a quarter?
Yeah, I mean, Clay, like Steph, he hit you in spurts, you know, over the whole game. He'll just have a high streak, and then he'll move, he'll get off the ball. He sit on the bench for, like, longer periods of time. But, like, Clay is just, like, super aggressive. He catch it, he firing. And once he get going, they, like, force feed him, they find him. And, like, he ain't shy about it. He'll keep, he'll keep firing and firing and firing. So I think I would say Clay, myself, Devin Booker, James Harden, and maybe
– I mean, Luka does it. Can Luka do something like that or the Greek Freak?
I think Luka – it's possible for Luka to do it. I mean, Luka is just like he can really shoot, but it's like a LeBron type of game. Like he's just, you know, kind of playing the game, getting assists, and you know, he'll score bunches and stuff like that too. I feel like 81 is just like pure a bucket getter. Like I can see Trey,
yeah,
like that, super aggressive, can really shoot, draw fouls and stuff.
And you got to be a gunner and have no conscience. That always helps. We're
got to be somebody that just go for it. You know what I'm saying?
What have you been told about this season?
I haven't really seeked out a whole lot of information. I've heard that the NBA is trying their best to at least allow us to finish it. That they don't want it to just, you know, be canceled and have a champion and not be able to complete the season. I've heard that, and you know, they're exploring all options, so we'll see.
What would it be like to play in an empty arena?
Man, I don't know. I mean, it would be crazy just because I've never experienced that as an NBA player. And we play in such huge arenas, and, you know, we become accustomed to a certain type of environment, but I went to a small college, so I play in plenty, you know, 2,500 people in the building. I played in plenty of those. So I guess it wouldn't be completely crazy for me, but it's been a while.
Well, hopefully you're not going too stir crazy, and we look forward to you maybe getting involved in the horse game. Yeah, that'd be it could be fun.
Yeah, we'll see, man. I wonder how that would be. Like, would they just have us play, or would that be like a pay thing, or what? It'd be like, how do they do that?
I think it would be just they would have a time frame where you would start your game with Steph Curry, and you guys would do it in real time, where you had the camera on you, you took a shot. If you made it, then he has to match it. If you miss it, then he goes, he makes. You know, then you do that. And maybe, you know, it's going to be on ESPN, and maybe they can raise money or something like that. But I don't know. I mean, it's just
like how would they televise it?
I guess they would have to record it. I guess they would just take everything in,
take the video, and then just play it.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. And then you set up brackets, and then you go, you know, this is the matchup tonight at 7 o'clock. This is the matchup at 7:30. Matchup, and they could edit it down. I mean, you're a producer. Right. You know how we could do this. You can put in some music in there. Put a music bed in there. Maybe put in some of your music from your, you know, one of your albums, and we can make this fun.
Let my music get in.
Yeah.
Have a good time with it.
Yeah. Hear you. Yeah, throw it in there. Why not, man? Product placement. That's what it's all about. Hey, great to talk to you. We appreciate your time. Hopefully we get a chance to see you back out on the court there, and thanks for joining us.
Likewise, man. I appreciate you having me always.
That's Damian Lillard, 5-time All-Star, former Rookie of the Year, and I think his points per game this year, all-time record for Portland Trailblazers. I think Clyde Drexler had the record, but Right now, it's a shortened season. Yes, Paul?
He probably has an actual court in his backyard, not like a driveway with a hoop that's, you know, just hanging over with the nets all
tattered.
Wouldn't
it be great if he just had, like, just a, like a,
just a backboard
like a wooden backboard against the house there?
The rope net is all tattered.
Fritzy has his scoreboard contest, and I'm looking at the numbers 15 and 15. All I know is Dre in New York, today's winner, 15 and 15. Okay. Let me see. You want to give a hint, Todd?
Has to do with the NCAA tournament on this day in history.
Mario Chalmers.
Mario Chalmers is 15, 12 years ago today in 2008, Kansas beating Memphis in OT at the Alamo Dome. And there's another 15 involved from NCAA tournament this date in history.
Ooh.
17 years ago in 2003.
2003, 15.
Another MVP to go with Mario Chalmers, 15.
Chalmers, 15.
Huh. In the Superdome, Syracuse, Kansas.
Oh, Carmelo.
Carmelo, 15. Mario Chalmers, 15. Two MVPs, 5 years apart. That was a Mario special, by the way. I gave him an idea, and he came up with one 20 times better this morning with the two 15s MVPs.
Mario Chalmers' shot or shots underrated. Like, we forget how big that shot was. They needed a three and still got the three to tie it, and then they went into overtime. Really underrated. I mean, he wasn't a great player. I think he averaged like 12 points that year, but you need a three. They know you need a three. You hit the three, and then they go into overtime. Yeah, Seton.
And as you now know, you only need one big shot in college to be named the greatest college player of all time. So he, in about 20 years from now.
Wow. He's going to be looked upon as Michael Jordan?
He's the Michael Jordan
of this era. Who's better, Mario Chalmers or Michael Jordan? God. See, why are you doing that? Don't do that to me.
Well, that's the end of the show. I think it's
I know. Now I carry it in the afternoon. Going to be yelling at the dog. Can you believe I picked Michael Jordan best player of all time? All right. We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls. And it'll be fun to catch up with Cal Ripken tomorrow. And Sabrina Ionescu, the Oregon senior guard. She will join us as well. And Daniel Jeremiah, as we get ready for the virtual NFL draft. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. All right, you can vote on the Meat Friday songs. We had 300,000 who voted. That was in first round. And second round matchups are up on the website. We started on Monday. We had 60-some thousand voting yesterday. And then we'll close out. This is the Mesquite 16. And then we go to the Elite 8, ATE, and then the Final Fork, and then the championship game. Have that for you coming up. I'm sad. I got this email. I'm a healthcare provider, and we are used to shows like yours helping us get through the workday. While I am doing my documentation or paperwork, I'll listen to your show as a way to keep saner. Thank you for helping me get through my day. No, thank you for helping us, allow us to get through our days. All right, so got a busy show tomorrow. Let me recap the day here. So the NFL is going to do its virtual draft. NBA considering rapid testing process, but the commissioner says he's not going to update us on any time frame until the start of May. Baseball is looking at an Arizona return. I don't get it. I get the fact that you're going to throw out the possibilities. You're creative, the what if, or could we do this, or, you know, here's the possibility. I just don't see that happening. I don't see where you can sequester all these baseball players. So 30 teams in the Phoenix and Scottsdale area play those games, no fans there. You're going to have, you know, cameras that you can have. Like, who do you decide gets to go into those games and cover those games? Like, at what point do you say to a member of the media, you can't go in? Like, you have to be essential to the game or covering the game. Everybody get... And then you're getting people who are applying for press passes to get to go watch games. And then how do you say, and then is somebody going to sue you because you're not allowing them to do their job? It's... don't want to be a buzzkill, but I just don't see any of this happening anytime soon. This day in sports history, Paulie, what do you have?
Got a couple good ones. In 1963, at the age of 23, Jack Nicklaus, at the time, became the youngest golfer to win the green jacket at the Masters Tournament. Mm-hmm. Also, in 1959, Bob Cousy of the Boston Celtics, the great guard, he had 19 assists to tie an all-time playoff record. And we actually, Dan, if you look at the screen, we have some video, a dramatic reenactment of that event. There's Seton
doing it. Seton at home doing his Bob Cousy dribble, where he only dribbles with his right hand.
Unstoppable.
That Bob Cousy, he's unstoppable. The Lakers can't stop Bob Cousy. He's dribbling around them like he's with the Harlem Globetrotters. You look at those old-time videos. Not Bob Cousy. He's a wizard. They can't steal the ball from him.
You know, the most unstoppable force this league has ever seen.
Brought to you by Ovaltine.
That and your Steve Ballmer impersonation. Those are your.
Woo!
Woo! Oh, God. Maybe this is why we don't get Steve Ballmer on.
Maybe.
Fritzy asked. I don't know if they have ever said why he's not coming on, but.
Hopefully unavailable.
He's unavailable because you make fun of him.
I just heard what's daddy doing?
Wait, now your son is asking that.
What's he doing?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I love that. My thanks to Damian Lillard, Peter King, who joined us on the program, Bob Nightingale, Buzzkill Bob, who, kind of echoed my sentiments with baseball in Arizona. Cal Ripken tomorrow, Daniel Jeremiah, and Sabrina Ionescu, the Oregon senior guard. We got her jersey. Somebody sent me her jersey, but it's not a signed jersey. I mean, I don't want to be greedy. I don't know if it's stolen, but somebody sent me her jersey. I should let her know that I have one of her jerseys. And if she wants it back, or if she'd like to sign it, and, you know, I could send it to her and she could donate it to the man.
You're not giving it back.
No.
She's going to sign a new one for you.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be nice to have her jersey framed up here. One of the great college basketball players. Yeah. Okay with that. Todd, what did you learn today?
I learned you think the Dolphins may be still undecided on whether to take Tua or Justin.
Yeah, Burnham. I do. Because I think it's Tua's health. And I would really have doubts because I can't get in front of him before this draft. McLovin?
Buzzkill Bob Nightingale.
Seton O'Connor Jr. III.
Yeah, you can't have any dunking in the horse contest.
Yeah, that wouldn't be fair, I don't think, because Zion would be doing some things that maybe not many would be able to do. Paulie, what'd you learn?
I just saw a couple photos of Damian Lillard's house. I would love to be quarantined there.
Yeah?
He's got a pad.
Nice crib?
It's roomy.
How's the basketball hoop?
It's full.
Oh, it is a full court?
Yeah, and there's a pool next to it, so if you get a little, you know.
Well, when I get hot... Yeah,
he's like, it's outdoor.
Yeah,
because it's not indoor. He's like, yeah, I got an outdoor one.
Yeah. Oh, you got an outdoor one. LegalZoom makes it easy to set up the right estate plan without leaving your home. No matter what happens, you want to make sure you take care of your loved ones. Take care of your family today with the right estate plan at LegalZoom.com. Thanks for allowing us in your life. We'll do it again tomorrow. One more item before we close out the show. Our friends from LegalZoom, of course, health and safety is on the top of everyone's minds right now. No matter what happens, if you want to make sure your loved ones are protected, that's why LegalZoom continues to provide a reliable way for everyone to set up the right estate plan without leaving your home. It starts with finding the answers to your questions. And you're going to have questions, and there's no silly questions, believe me. Because if there are, I probably ask them, last will or testament or living trust, which one do you want? What about advanced health care directive? What about power of attorney? Thankfully, you don't have to figure those out on your own. LegalZoom, they have a network of independent attorneys. They're there to guide you, advise you. Don't worry about expensive billable hours because LegalZoom is not a law firm. Take an important step for your family today. You go to LegalZoom.com, get started on a last will, living trust, and more. Or find out how you can speak to an attorney.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.